Hello, everybody. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving and you were having a great start to your holiday season. When I'm recording this, it is right in the beginning of December, December 2nd, 2021. This episode that I will play in just a moment is a little bit wonky. I almost just scrapped the whole thing, but I decided, what the heck, we'll add, it's got a lot of updates, so it is what it is, but my phone died randomly in the middle of it. So we will cut off very abruptly. So please forgive us for that, but we will hopefully be having another real episode up shortly once we record it. I'm going to ask my husband about that tonight, so maybe it will be super soon. But again, we hope you all are doing so well. Feel free to continue to follow us on Instagram with My Hands Homestead. We've got the same handle for all of our platforms. So that's kind of where I keep the most up to date on the day to day. And then we, of course, do the podcast about monthly, pretty typically. But I guess here you go. And I hope you enjoy for what it is. Bye bye. Well, the bad news is my phone is only at 20% though. So we
Well, I
will.
think 20% will be long enough to do an episode, right?
Maybe, and I feel like you need to get closer though, or I need to get closer to you so we can have.
Okay. Is that better?
It is. Well, I think we need to first start with the most relevant update since last podcast. We got a puppy. So, disclaimer, if you hear.
You better
Oh,
fall back.
yeah. If you hear any weird noises, any sniffing, any barking, any chewing, that would be the dog
Yeah.
while we're still trying to figure out life.
We added a farm dog, but he's not really a farm dog. He's a house dog.
Yeah, he's a house
But
dog.
he is half sheepdog, so.
Yes, he is. He's a little, well, not little. He's a big sheepadoodle.
So I guess now we'll have to put a farm post on Facebook with introducing everybody to Danny.
Yeah, I put one on Instagram already. And today, if you are quick enough to listen to this tonight, I put a story time about Danny's little lunchtime meal.
Oh no.
Yeah, long story short, he ate a dead chicken.
Yeah, well, at least it was a fresh dead chicken. We normally don't have a lot of animals that die when we don't want them to die, if that makes sense. We normally don't lose a lot of animals on the farm. But unfortunately, one of the chicks that we had bought in the last batch that April ended up saying she didn't really want, and then we still got him anyway. One
I did not want these.
of them was an escape artist, and she just refused to stay in the little. We have different areas that we like send chickens through as they grow up, and before they end up going to their final coops or chicken tractors. And this one was just hell bent on not being in. And I think I even made the comment a couple of days ago. I was like, if we don't do something about that one, she's gonna get got. And I don't think we have another fox right now, but we know we have a cat that kind of lurks around. And yeah, I saw her this morning, and then our dog found her dead this afternoon.
Yep,
So we
and
lost one.
oh
Pretty
my.
sure it was a leghorn.
Yeah, because those are always the friendliest. She, even
Yeah.
though she would get out, she would come right up to you. Like she would let you pick her up. Even
Yeah,
Troy.
I think that was her demise.
Yeah, I know, poor thing. So
But
we're really bummed about that. Danny ate her entire body.
yeah, Danny found her, I guess. But hey, I mean, at least it was fresh.
I know, well, that's what I don't understand about these. Like, why do these predators kill them? I mean, I guess if it's a
That's why I think
cat,
it's
it
a
makes
cat.
sense.
Yeah, that's why I think it's a cat. Or at least for this one. I mean, we definitely know that there were foxes doing it last time, but for a little chicken like that, there's been something around that area. I need to put some cameras up and figure out what it is. But yeah, so we just all the chicks are locked up, and they'll be moving on to their next temporary home tomorrow. So they're safe tonight. Tomorrow they'll go into another temporary home, but that temporary home is very safe.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
We don't think we've ever lost one out of there.
So. No, no. And especially with these, because we're putting them in a tractor temporarily, and it's harder for like the meat birds that just kind of sit there and don't do anything. Like if a predator came and put their paw inside, they could get swiped. But the chicks are super active and super, you know,
yeah,
small compared to.
They're not Cornish crosses.
Yeah.
So since our last podcast, we did our last chicken batch.
Mm-hmm.
So for the year, what are you eating, dog? So we have no more meat chickens, right? You know, for a while.
Yeah.
Which is nice. It,
very nice
break. Yeah. It's very nice for me because, you know, especially daylight savings time hit. And I, you know, there's not a whole lot of hours in the day.
No. And it's especially hunting when I get home. Season.
It so. Is hunting season. It's the best time of the year.
Yeah. It coincided. You did the butcher day the weekend before he went on a hunting bender.
It's a hunting trip. We try to go every year. We didn't go last year.
But so it was really nice not, you know, because obviously I have to do all the farm chores while he's out of town. And it was very nice not having to do the meat chickens because they are definitely the worst chore to do.
Yeah. Sorry, our dog's trying to eat the couch. No, Danny. so I got that done, and our pigs are getting big.
Yeah.
But so far so good with the pigs. They are very smart. They know that the electricity is off if you go in there with them. So that's like their time to like sniff out the electric fence and, you know, I've tricked them a couple times and pretended, like, you know, or I've just jumped over the electric fence and got in there with them. And, you know, they do shock themselves.
yeah, they are. I'm surprised.
That's the thing about pigs. Like, they're smart. They respect the electric fence, but they will test it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times a day one will test it. But so you have to always make sure that that your fence is rolling if you get pigs. Yeah. So that's what's going on with the pigs. They're in their second little area. It's probably time to move them. I can do one more area in the pasture, and then I can also kick them back to where they started because they really didn't do too much over there. But now I'm comfortable with them in the electric fence. I don't need to double it anymore. We had them doubled when we first got them.
Yeah. I didn't even notice. I didn't notice that you didn't double fence them in.
Yeah, they don't need it anymore. They know what's going on.
Yeah, man, those suckers are heavy. I feel like I didn't fully appreciate that tiny, tiny window where they were cuddly. There was like 3 days where they were still really small and you could hold them. And now
you can't even pick them up.
Yeah, you can't pick them up.
Well, I mean, you can, but they're
big.
Pigs don't like being held.
They very much do not like it at all.
And when the smallest one is, you know, 75 poundish right now, it's you know, yeah.
Yeah, can't do that anymore. So now I feel like we're never, even when they have piglets, like I don't think the mom's gonna let us really mess with them. So
you never know. I mean, they're getting friendlier, and I mean, they weren't like mean or anything, but they were very skittish, and they're getting more comfortable, at least with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm able to like scratch them, and when I feed them and stuff, and you know, they are getting fed very well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've heard that some people do this with some pigs, and so we have the luxury of our hay guy brings us a lot of peanuts, like peanut scraps and basically just peanuts that, you know, the farmers aren't going to be selling or using. And the pigs are pretty much eating like 90% peanut diet right now. And then they get some fresh eggs, any eggs that we get that are cracked or You know, any egg that don't look good, or you know, so
Like if we leave them out now that it's freezing outside at night and they get all frozen and weird.
yeah. Wonder who would do that.
Literally
Oh
you.
yeah, but I mean, I had kind of planned to give him those eggs anyway. So yeah, so I mean, I feel like right now, and of course tomorrow I'm going to go stock up on some extra hay and some extra grain for the pigs to, you know, just and when you know, we need grain for the chickens as well,
Sure do.
because you know, as much as we do let our animals really live off the land and rotate off the land, you know, the chickens do need grain. They need some supplement. And the pigs, to hit your target weights, because you're growing them in 6 months, you just have to feed them too. So that's what's going on with that. We'll go spend some money. We're definitely under budget on our feed right now, which is great.
Really good. Is
So
that because your truck's been broken so you can't go
yeah, I mean, I
get it?
literally
Like I'm
have.
literally a month behind.
Yeah, I'm a little behind on all that, but I'm borrowing a trailer tomorrow, so we'll stock up, and I'll probably even add 2 more 55-gallon drums.
In addition to what we already have,
Yeah, we've got 4 drums now,
will all of that
but
fit in the
I don't know.
truck?
I'll see if. Well, in the truck, yes, it definitely fit in the truck. With this little trailer, not quite sure. So we'll see. I mean, I don't have to get two
Yeah,
more,
but that's
but
the plan,
my plan is
eventually.
to get, yeah, is to get more. And eventually we'll have to get like a grain bin here or something and like trailer it over
That'll
there
be
and fill it
legit.
up. I know it's, those things are like 400 pounds when they come off the truck. And so, you know, I really finagle it to get them in our shed where we keep them stored. Let's see, we had our first lamb, so I guess we're officially in lambing season right now. And
Definitely not as concise as I expected.
you expected like all of them to just have
Y
lambs at once.
literally, yeah. I think I had really expected, because I know that sometimes when you get a new ram, it kind of throws all the girls into heat. And so that's kind of what it can. It doesn't definitely do
Well,
that.
I think it definitely would have done that if he had come in a little bit later, but they were still, you know, they weren't that
Nursing.
far off from being done nursing.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, so I just had it in my head that they would all like literally just be like ready to go
yeah,
and like the
well,
moment that he got there, and I literally thought we would have lambs like all within 1 month.
We know that literally any day now, any week now, well, I think any day now, Blacktop's gonna.
Blacktop Dot is actually getting her milk is
Yeah.
coming in, but I know that it can still be like a month from when that starts happening. But
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'd bet a lot of money that Blacktop's next.
yeah, definitely Blacktop, and then I think Dot. But and I mean, some of them haven't even like their udders still aren't like filling in at all, and that happens like really, really early on. I mean, you can start
I mean, not
tallying
all the
like.
time. Like, some of them didn't really have really, like, whichever one, Pam 2 or 1, whichever one had the twin boys didn't really have a big udder.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I hope so.
It's still super early.
I know.
Like,
I
we could be
just
like
worried.
3 months away from some of them
Yeah.
have, and I mean, that's like 3/4 of the gestation time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I mean. I feel like this part-time ram situation is just happening differently than we had expected, and I feel like now that we're not going to have one in full time, not all the girls are going to get pregnant.
Right, but the ones that don't get pregnant are going to be the ones that we don't want to get pregnant at that time.
Hypothetically, yeah.
If they're too small, then they won't get pregnant, which means
Right.
that they'll go a whole other year and grow, and all their energy of growing is going to go to building a better, stronger you, and then she'll probably end up having one of the first babies the following year. Which would then put her on the cycle to always have early lambs, which is what we want.
Right. Well, I
Because
mean,
if they lamb early, even if you miss the first year, which is fine. A lot of people don't even breed theirs until they're like a year and a half. Then when you get the lambs from them the next year, they're first, which means that their babies will have the best shot of getting pregnant by that ram before we ship them out, and you end up getting all your babies are all coming at the times you want instead of like a 5 month spread.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying hypothetically that's how it's supposed to go, but I worry that some of the adult like 2-year-olds didn't get pregnant because he just
No,
didn't
there's
he
no way.
wasn't interested in them.
No, there's no way.
Okay. To be continued.
That I mean, there's literally like the only one that I would think is the only one that I would think that might have happened with would have been the one that had like the lamb that got stuck.
Yeah.
That would be the only, really one. I think all the 2-year-olds are definitely because I saw the ram messing around with blacktops girls right before he went out. So I think that one of them is pregnant, I think.
Yeah,
But it'd be way it's way
interesting.
too early to see.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that just happened a couple weeks ago. Yeah, well, and it's ironic that we don't think the whichever mom had the baby that got stuck didn't get pregnant. Because I thought she'd be the very first one because she was the only one not nursing,
Yeah.
or like who should have been cycling first. And she definitely doesn't even have any.
Yeah, but she still went through the whole motion of growing a baby and
Yeah.
getting halfway through the birth.
Oh, poor thing.
So, I know, and that
Yeah.
one's gonna be
I
a big
know.
one too.
Gosh. That was
But hey,
traumatic.
it happens. You're never gonna have, perfect lambing season. I mean, I guess you could have perfect lambing seasons, but like to expect a perfect lambing season every year, which if she had delivered that one, we would have had a perfect
Perfect.
lambing season last year. So we're very close.
Yeah.
Maybe this year's the year. And
Maybe.
even if some don't even have lambs, I would still consider it a perfect lambing season if we got everybody through.
Yeah.
So Goaty had a girl.
One girl,
One girl. She
which
is
like is always the problem. The friendly, the best personality ones are always the worst, like
Right, but I
overall.
mean, I don't classify it as being the worst.
Well,
Like,
yeah, but
I
as
just feel like her side of the gene pool is not producing the most lambs.
right,
Denise's side of the
they're
gene
not,
pool is.
yeah, they're just not the most productive, like she's
But they're
what,
always
4 years
healthy,
old?
and
She's
they're
like 4 years
always.
old, right?
This is her. I did a
Third, no,
tree.
it,
This is
they were,
her 4th year of having lambs,
okay.
right?
She's as old as Troy.
Was there? There's Pam 1, then there was Pam
Two.
2, then there was a boy, and now there's this one.
Yeah.
So there's four.
Right.
Fourth year. We've lost nobody in her line, other than the one that got stuck.
Yeah.
Denise has only given us one single
Yeah, and then she
ever.
threw triplets, right?
She did have triplets, and but one of her, no, it wasn't one of hers. It was Dots. So somebody in her family line was a really shitty lamb, and we got rid of her. So there's been one dud that came out of that gene pool, but Goaty's gene pool, there have been
That's true.
nowhere on the line. That we lost, or did we lose? Who died? Somebody died. Easter died?
Did Easter? Oh, man, it's so hard now. Now that we're like 4 years deep, it's so hard
I
to
know. Well, we gotta start
remember.
tracking it soon. I think Easter died because
Okay.
we don't have a lamb named Easter on our property,
That's
and
true.
we did. She was the one
Yeah.
that got sick, and we just couldn't figure it out. She
Oh,
died the same way
yeah.
Karen died.
Poor, poor thing. Yeah.
But I
I
was
forgot
talking to
about
Brad
that.
about all that, and it seems I'm pretty sure it was barber pole worms. And Brad was telling me when barber pole worms hit, and you run like a bigger flock size, like you generally do lose one or two, and there's really not much you can do because those barber pole worms are so fucking nasty that like some sheep have good resistance to them and other ones don't. And then the ones that don't, if the barber pole worm has good resistance for your wormer, which that happens a lot, then that sheep is just done. Like,
sad.
So Goaty doesn't look too hot right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's hard to tell. I know for sure having the baby bogged her down.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she has a little bit of a worm thing going on. So, but she's acting normal. She just is very skinny along the spine and the mm-hmm. hip.
Yeah.
So today I just went ahead and after talking to my buddy Brad, I went ahead and she got a shot of vitamin B complex. She got wormed and she got a bunch of NutriDrench and we upped her grain and I'm just going to up their grain for the next, you know, while they're going through lambing season, I'm just going to up their grain, which I don't like to do, but if your sheep are getting bogged down during lambing season, you got to do something to boost them, because obviously just the pasture grass that's left combined with the supplement hay is just not enough to really pump them along. I mean, it could, we could ignore it and do that, but we have the luxury of helping them out, you know, and yeah. So why not take that luxury?
Yeah, and NutriDrench is basically like a sugar gel. Like,
it's just a cocktail of like a lot of vitamins and
like what runners sugary... eat on like marathons, like those little gel packs.
Well, it's a lot more than that, but
vitamins and sugar, right?
Yeah, but it's a pick me up, yes.
Right. Yeah,
but. Yeah, so we'll see. Tomorrow she'll get some more NutriGents, and I may give her another shot tomorrow. I might give her a shot for a couple days just to kind of help boost her on.
Really? How often can you get that? Do you know?
It says you can give it to them daily.
Really? Interesting. Okay.
So we'll see. I mean, I'm just throwing the kitchen sink at her right now before it gets bad. It's not bad yet, but I'd rather be proactive and keep her around, so yeah. Knock on wood, she'll keep going. Her lamb is
great.
Yeah, her lamb's great. Her lamb is very healthy and happy and running around and being a lamb. She's already trying to eat food.
Yeah, I know, we haven't named her yet, so if you have any name suggestions.
I mean, she's probably just gonna be like Pam 3.
We have to have a Halloween name.
She looks like she's gonna look exactly like
everybody in that
gene line.
Well, and that's why the first baby, of course, we named Pam, and I won't go into the story behind that. And then the next year, the baby looked identical. I mean, like, identical to Pam, so that's why we called her Pam 2. And now this one looks identical to that one. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was born right around Halloween, so we need to have a cool, spooky name for her.
A cool, spooky
What was, on The Office, what was Pam for Halloween?
I don't know.
Oh, well. I'll look it up. Maybe we can do that. Yeah. So that's one sheep update. What else has been going on around here? We just put breast eggs in the incubator.
We did. Our breast was laying eggs, and we only have two, and they're very valuable to us.
Two chickens. We have like 11 eggs.
We put right 11 now. Eggs in there.
Yeah, and she just started laying not too long ago. We threw out the first couple, or not, didn't throw out, but
we took out. Couple,
yeah, we used the first couple just in case. The other rooster had been the father, but now we just have the breasts as the rooster in there. So we will see. We're not excited at all to have more chicks right now, but we really do need more breasts because they're just very special to us and we want to.
Yeah, we want to obviously, you know, raise them up and
try them.
Yeah, try them. See, you know, if it's, you know, what the fuss is about.
I know, we better like it. I mean, this will be like a year and a half project before we even get to try them.
Good things
come with time, right?
Yeah, but then, you know, once it gets rolling, then we have it,
yeah.
You know? And if people want to buy, you know, hatching mm-hmm. eggs from them or, you know, chickens from mm-hmm. them, or, you know, that's something that we can do.
Very true. Yeah, so 21 days starts today. So by the next podcast, maybe we'll know how many hatched.
Yeah, we'll see. The nice thing about those eggs is, like, you can kind of candle them from the outside without you know, without
opening it. Opening it.
So we'll have to keep an eye on it.
Oh, yeah.
See if we have a better luck than the ones that we ordered in the mail.
I know. Well, our last batch of just barnyard mix, I mean, we had almost like 100% hatchery. It was
so good. Was it that much?
Yeah, of course. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was really, really good. So hope, fingers crossed, we have the hang of it, but
I don't know, because that just kind of goes with the whole philosophy where, like, the older they are, the you know, better the eggs are.
The older the chicken is.
Yeah, that's true. The older the hen is.
Yeah, and like I said, these are literally, I mean, what we have, 11 in there. She's only laid 15 in her whole life.
Yeah. But hey, I mean,
we might as well try.
Yeah, this batch is to, you know, we'll keep one rooster from it, and we'll keep all the hens from it, and then the rest will be for meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially with this, whatever cat got our other bird we talked about earlier, we just can't, with only one female and one male, if something happened to them over the winter, then it would be done, and we'd have to completely start over. Yep. So that's what we're telling ourselves.
That's why also at some point we'll need to separate the Cornishes for like, you know, a 2 or 3 week window, and because her eggs look exactly the same as the White Rocks, so I have absolutely no idea which eggs are hers that come out of there.
Yeah,
like none.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, I don't even know. We'll probably sell all of them or something. Sell all but two and keep another hen and another rooster of them, and just throw them, I guess, in the...
Wait, why are we getting more Cornish? We just bought some. That was the whole point of the last batch that we got from...
Did we buy some?
Well, we couldn't do a hen, I guess. That's
right.
But we don't... I still don't think we need a hen.
Why not?
Because why? Because
they're impossible to find.
I mean, I guess.
So...
But all we need is a rooster, anyway.
Right. But how would we get a new rooster if we have to buy it? And then the minimum chick orders.
I know, yeah. That's,
that you hate.
Yeah, I really do. Way too many chickens. And of course, not to totally sidebar, but in that batch of 15 chicken teenagers that I didn't want to get, and then one of them got 8 today, of course, I had gotten 2 black copper Morans, because when I had ordered them earlier in the year, again, we had a predator attack, and they ate all of mine. One of them is a freaking rooster. They were supposed to be both females, and they accidentally sent me a rooster. And this has happened in almost every single order that I've gotten from this big hatchery.
Remember when they sent us that like random weird bird? Yeah, they literally. Yeah, and we were like, "What is this?"
Yeah. Almost every single order, at least one chick is wrong.
So. Yeah, I mean, I don't fault them for the missexing of them. I mean, that happens. That's also why we have a Cornish hen.
Yeah,
that's true. A legitimate Cornish hen. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you email them, they'll give you a credit for a
bird. I feel like they're going to think I'm crying wolf. I mean, this is like the fourth time.
We literally sent them a picture last time. We sent them a picture. We were like, what kind of bird is this? And they were like, yeah, we don't know.
Yeah. They eventually were like, we think it might be this kind.
We think it might be this kind that we don't offer for sale anywhere. Like, I'm sorry, what? Like,
no, they do offer it. It was just a breed that they came up with at their hatchery. It's like a
mix of what?
I don't, like, I think a mix of, like, an Americana and something. I can't remember what they call it.
Like a White Rock? It was weird like combination.
Yeah, so now, and we need to do something with that rooster, unfortunately.
No, you don't.
He's mean. And eating all our food.
He's not mean.
I hate wasting food. You know, like, we don't, I guess there's only 14 now, but if we can find a new home for him, if anyone's in the market for a Moran rooster.
You don't want to.
If you suggest breeding.
Yeah, you don't want to breed them?
We have so many breeding projects.
You don't want to breed them to get more copper Morans? No.
No? No, I don't.
Well?
No, if we had unlimited space, then yeah, but we just have way too much going on to deal with that.
I mean, I'm just, you know, throwing it out there because we have it in hand.
We do, and that had been my original plan like a year ago, but
well, that was the plan with the expensive ones.
Yep, and then they all got eaten. So here we are, and now we have way too much going on, so I just don't even.